The Czech President Václav Klaus has vetoed a government-sponsored bill that would force airlines operating in the Czech Republic to buy emissions permits, thereby paying for the damage planes do to the environment. Mr. Klaus, who denies mankind is responsible for global warming, rejected the legislation on the grounds that it was based on a directive from the European Union, adding that it could have a negative impact on the economy. The Czech president said such schemes interfered with economic freedom. The bill, which was due to come into effect in 2012, now returns to the lower house for further consideration. The Social Democrats have admonished senior party member Miloslav Vlček for his links to a businessman suspected of misusing state grants. Mr. Vlček, who is chairman of the lower house, lobbied on behalf of businessman Petr Vrtal for funding for a sports center. However, Mr. Vrtal is accused of putting the money into a large hotel owned by his company. The Social Democrats on Wednesday called on the Minister of Finance, Eduard Janota, to file charges if wrongdoing is confirmed. A party spokesperson said ultimate responsibility lay with the Ministry of Finance for okaying the grant, but said Mr. Vlček had made a mistake in becoming involved with the hotel owner. The management of a plant producing Toyota, Peugeot and Citroën cars in Kolín have agreed on a new collective pay agreement with union leaders. Workers at the Central Bohemian factory will receive a 2.5% pay rise this year, along with a one-off bonus of 4,500 crowns, that's about $250. Overtime payments will also increase at the plant, which was opened in 2005 and last year rolled out over 300,000 cars. A 24-year-old man is in a serious condition after falling from the statue of St. Wenceslas on Prague's Wenceslas Square in the early hours of Wednesday. The man, who is not Czech, was drunk at the time. He's reported to have broken several bones and sustained other injuries in the fall, which took place around 3:30 in the morning. The man refused to comply with police calls for him to get down for a period of half an hour. When he did decide to dismount the statue, he slipped when halfway down and plunged several metres to the ground. The man could now also face a fine. A new documentary about thwarted plans to build a futuristic National Library building in Prague premieres in the city on Wednesday night. Entitled The Eye Over Prague, the film records the victory of Jan Kaplitsky in the Czech Republic's first international architecture tender with an ultramodern design nicknamed the Blob, and the subsequent shelving of the plan following opposition from President Václav Klaus and others. My name is Ian Willoughby. You'll find more stories and the weather at radio.cz. But for now, that's the end of the news.